BTC Digital regains NASDAQ compliance after shares. Hold above $1 Bitcoin miner. BTC Digital has regained compliance with NASDAQ's continued listing rules after its ordinary shares closed above $1 for 10 consecutive sessions, according to a September 5, 2026 update from CoinMarketCap. The move resolves the minimum bid price deficiency that had put the company at risk of being removed from the exchange. For a mining company, staying listed is not a side issue. A NASDAQ listing is how many miners raise equity to buy machines, cover power contracts, and refinance debt. Losing it pushes a stock to over-the-counter markets, where liquidity thins out and institutional buyers often cannot participate. Clearing the threshold keeps that funding door open. The rule that triggered the warning NASDAQ requires listed companies to maintain a minimum bid price of $1 per share. When a stock closes below that mark for 30 consecutive business days, the exchange issues a deficiency notice. The company then gets a compliance window, usually 180 days, to fix the problem. The standard cure is straightforward on paper. The share price has to close at or above $1 for a minimum of 10 consecutive business days. BTC Digital met that bar, which is what the CoinMarketCap update confirms. The mechanics matter because they explain why the story is about the calendar as much as the price. A stock can trade above $1 on any given afternoon and still be non-compliant. The exchange wants to see the level hold, not flicker. 10 clean sessions is the proof it demands. Small miners live close to the line. Bitcoin miners are unusually exposed to this specific rule. Their revenue tracks the Bitcoin price and the network difficulty, both of which swing hard. When Bitcoin pulls back or difficulty climbs, margins compress fast and equity holders feel it in the share price. A miner that raises money by issuing new shares can also dilute its way toward the $1 floor over time. That backdrop is live right now. Bitcoin traded at roughly $79,575 as of September 5, 2026, down about 1.7% on the day, and holding a modest 2.4% gain over the week, per CoinMarketCap's market snapshot. The wider market reading sat in greed territory at 74 on the Fear and Greed Index, even with prices soft on the session. A miner whose stock was drifting near the delisting threshold during a choppy tape has a narrower margin for error than one riding a clear uptrend. Regaining compliance does not change any of the operating fundamentals. It does not add machines, lower electricity costs, or lift the Bitcoin price. It removes a specific administrative overhang and buys the company time to keep trading on the exchange where it raised capital in the first place. That distinction is worth holding on to. This is a listing event, not an earnings or hash rate event. The read for investors. For anyone tracking mining equities, the practical takeaway is that a compliance headline is a floor-clearing signal, not a growth signal. It tells you the stock avoided a forced move to OTC markets. It does not tell you the business turned a corner. The tougher question is durability. A company that cured a bid price deficiency once can slip back below $1 if the underlying pressure that caused it, weak margins, dilution, a falling Bitcoin price, has not eased. Some issuers reach for a reverse stock split to engineer their way above the threshold, which lifts the per share price without changing the market capitalization. The CoinMarketCap update frames BTC Digital's recovery as shares holding above $1 across the required sessions rather than a split, though the note does not detail the path in full. Readers weighing the stock would want that distinction confirmed in the company's own filings. This is market commentary, not financial advice. The single confirmed fact here is narrow and useful. BTC Digital met NASDAQ's 10-session test and is back in compliance.